From the outside, Chwethlik's Russian Orthodox Church looks like a classic Alaska cabin, but with the iconic pointed domes that resemble the top of an ice cream cone.
What's this that you're making?
This is called a cupola. There's two more of them up on the roof that we already finished.
Mark Warren is one of the construction workers renovating the church. First built in the late 1800s, the church was rebuilt in its current location in the 1950s. During the renovation, they've found icons, religious paintings that date back to 1914. The current church is about 60 years old and was in need of a new roof, a better stove, and insulation. So Donlin Gold, which wants to build its gold mine about 30 miles away from Chwethlik, stepped in and offered to pay for the fixes.
I just tell them, we can't express the thanks. You know, like I go like this in my chest and holding my hands, my fists together, holding his hand. That's like thanks from the heart, from the whole village.
Eric Morgan Sr. is a church leader, and obviously he is very happy that Donlin is helping renovate the church. Donlin's spokesperson, Christina Woolston, calls it the right thing to do.
It's important that, you know, your neighbors show a vested interest, and this is something that we are, you know, showing every day and year after year, is that we're investing in now and we're investing in the future of these communities.
Donlin's community relations department is its largest, and the company has been making these efforts for decades. It has already rebuilt a church in Crooked Creek, the village closest to the mine, and they help communities remove waste.
In Bethel, we just hosted the first annual recycling event.
Donlin hands out life jackets along the Kuskokwim River and donates to local nonprofits. Those investments cost about $1 million each year. On that same day I visited Chwethlik, Donlin Gold is filming a video about the church renovation.
We love to gather stories from stakeholders all throughout the region to hear their concerns about the community going forward. What are their priorities? What are their hopes and dreams for themselves, for their kids and grandkids?
Donlin interviewed Eric Morgan Sr. for the video.
Did they ask you how you felt about the mine?
No. This is just about the church, not about the mine.
He is grateful for possible employment.
Well, I think it'll be good for, you know, with no jobs around here, I think it'll help the area.
But he's also clear-eyed about the possible environmental consequences.
There's always caution, yeah.
A mine accident could damage the Kuskokwim River, the main food source for villages like Chwethlik. In Chwethlik's tribal office, Administrator Tracy Simeon is more reserved.
How do I feel? I'm not going to say I'm not against it or for it. I just don't have no opinion right now.
She also participated in the video.
Do you worry about being used in the video if you're neutral on the mine?
No.
Simeon and Morgan's stance on the mine is very common in the YK Delta. They are hopeful for the jobs, especially since they are more isolated from employment opportunities found in places like Bethel. But they also understand the risks from mining. Like its tribal administrator, Chwethlik is neutral on the mine. And Morgan emphasizes that Donlin went above and beyond to help them renovate the church. As for Donlin, it's still gathering state permits and working on its dam safety certification, two major hurdles before they can start mining. And that can be years away. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Chwethlik.